when you arise in the morning. Think of what a precious privilege it is, to be alive, to breathe, to think, to enjoy, to love. To live happily is an inward power of the soul. Your mind will take on the character of your most frequent thoughts. Souls are dyed by thoughts. It can ruin your life, only if it ruins your character. Otherwise, it cannot harm you, inside or out. Today, I escaped anxiety. Or no. I discarded it. Because it was within me, in my own perceptions. Not outside. A gem cannot be polished without friction, nor a man perfected without trials. It is not because things are difficult that we do not dare. It is because we do not dare that they are difficult. The pressure of adversity does not affect the mind of the brave man. It is more powerful than external circumstances. He who is brave is free. We are more often frightened than hurt. And we suffer more from imagination than from reality. True happiness is to enjoy the present, without anxious dependence upon the future. Not to amuse ourselves with either hopes or fears, but to rest satisfied with what we have, which is sufficient. For he that is so wants nothing. The greatest blessings of mankind are within us, and within our reach. A wise man is content with his lot, whatever it may be, without wishing for what he has not. The more we value things outside our control, the less control we have. And the way to be free is to let go of anything that is not within your control. Every difficulty in life presents us with an opportunity to turn inward and to invoke our own submerged inner resources. The trials we endure can and should introduce us to our strengths. Dig deeply. You possess strengths you might not realize you have. Find the right one. Use it. Circumstances don't make the man. They only reveal him to himself. No one can steal your peace of mind unless you let them. Wealth consists not in having great possessions, but in having few wants. Man conquers the world by conquering himself. To get everything you want is not a good thing. Disease makes health seem sweet. Hunger leads to the appreciation of being full fed. Tiredness creates the enjoyment of resting. To be even-minded is the greatest virtue. Wisdom is to speak the truth and act in keeping with its nature. Much learning does not teach understanding. The only thing that is constant is change. It is in changing that we find purpose. The meaning of the river flowing is not that all things are changing so that we cannot encounter them twice, but that some things stay the same only by changing. The road up and the road down is one and the same. Accept the things to which fate binds you, and love the people with whom fate brings you together, but do so with all your heart. Look within. Within is the fountain of good, and it will ever bubble up, if thou wilt ever dig. Forget everything else. Keep hold of this alone, and remember it. Each of us lives only now, this brief instant. The rest has been lived already, or is impossible to see. It's silly to try to escape other people's faults. They are inescapable. Just try to escape your own. When you wake up in the morning, tell yourself, the people I deal with today will be meddling, ungrateful, arrogant, dishonest, jealous, and surly. They are like this because they can't tell good from evil. But I have seen the beauty of good and the ugliness of evil, and have recognized that the wrongdoer has a nature related to my own, not of the same blood and birth, but the same mind, and possessing a share of the divine. And so, none of them can hurt me. No one can implicate me in ugliness. Nor can I feel angry at my relative, or hate him. We were born to work together, like feet, hands, and eyes. Like the two rows of teeth, upper and lower. To obstruct each other is unnatural. To feel anger at someone. To turn your back on him. These are unnatural. Expecting is the greatest impediment to living. In anticipation of tomorrow, it loses today. See how many are better off than you are. But consider how many are worse. There is a noble manner of being poor, and who does not know it will never be rich. To be always fortunate and to pass through life with a soul that has never known sorrow is to be ignorant of one half of nature. You ask, what is the proper limit to a person's wealth? First, having what is essential, and second, having what is enough. The heart is great, which shows moderation in the midst of prosperity. It's not what you endure that matters, but how you endure it. When you are feeling upset, angry, or sad, don't blame another for your state of mind. Your condition is the result of your own opinions and interpretations. He is a wise man who does not grieve for the things which he has not, but rejoices for those which he has. Your happiness depends on three things, all of which are within your power: your will, your ideas concerning the events in which you are involved, and the use you make of your ideas. The essence of philosophy is that a man should so live that his happiness shall depend as little as possible on external things. One that desires to excel should endeavor in those things that are in themselves most excellent. No man is free who is not master of himself. Wise men learn more from fools than fools from the wise. An angry man opens his mouth and shuts his eyes. Those who are serious in ridiculous matters will be ridiculous in serious matters. Self-control is the chief element in self-respect, and self-respect is the chief element in courage. Practice these and the related precepts day and night, and you will live as a god among men. Misfortune seldom intrudes upon the wise man. His greatest and highest interests are directed by reason throughout the course of life. Do not spoil what you have by desiring what you have not. Remember that what you now have was once among the things you only hoped for. I am grateful to blessed nature because she made what is necessary easy to acquire and what is hard to acquire unnecessary. The fool's life is empty of gratitude and full of fears. Its course lies wholly toward the future. It is impossible to live a pleasant life without living wisely and well and justly. And it is impossible to live wisely and well and justly without living pleasantly. Men inflict injuries from hatred, jealousy, or contempt, but the wise man masters all these passions by means of reason. Contentment is natural wealth. Luxury is artificial poverty. Prefer knowledge to wealth, for the one is transitory, the other perpetual. Wonder is the beginning of wisdom. Understanding a question is half an answer. To find yourself, think for yourself. If all our misfortunes were laid in one common heap, whence everyone must take an equal portion, most people would be content to take their own and depart. The greatest way to live with honor in this world is to be what we pretend to be. Never discourage anyone who continually makes progress, no matter how slow. Excellence is not a gift, but a skill that takes practice. We do not act rightly because we are excellent. In fact, we achieve excellence by acting rightly. Do not train a child to learn by force or harshness, but direct them to it by what amuses their minds, so that you may be better able to discover with accuracy the peculiar bent of the genius of each. Character is simply habit, long continued. The man who makes everything that leads to happiness depends upon himself, and not upon other men. He has adopted the very best plan for living happily. This is the man of moderation, the man of manly character, and of wisdom. There are two things a person should never be angry at: what they can help, and what they cannot. To the degree that I cease to persuade my deepest passions, I will gradually be controlled by my deepest fears. Nothing beautiful without struggle. He who has overcome his fears will truly be free. It is during our darkest moments that we must focus to see the light. Through discipline comes freedom. The aim of the wise is not to secure pleasure, but to avoid pain. The oldest, shortest words, yes and no, are those which require the most thought. Silence is better than unmeaning words. In anger, we should refrain both from speech and action. Practice justice in word and deed, and do not get in the habit of acting thoughtlessly about anything. Choose rather to be strong of soul than strong of body. Above all things, respect yourself. We ought so to behave to one another as to avoid making enemies of our friends, and, at the same time, to make friends of our enemies. It is only necessary to make war with five things: with the maladies of the body, the ignorances of the mind, with the passions of the body, with the seditions of the city, and the discords of families. The spirit is the true self. The spirit, the will to win, and the will to excel are the things that endure. Waste no more time arguing about what a good man should be. Be one. Nowhere can man find a quieter or more untroubled retreat than in his own soul. How much more grievous are the consequences of anger than the causes of it? The soul becomes dyed with the color of its thoughts. Each day provides its own gifts. The art of living is more like wrestling than dancing. Life is neither good or evil, but only a place for good and evil. Look back over the past, with its changing empires that rose and fell, and you can foresee the future, too. Because your own strength is unequal to the task, do not assume that it is beyond the powers of man. But if anything is within the powers and province of man, believe that it is within your compass also. Think of yourself as dead. You have lived your life. Now, take what's left and live it properly. What doesn't transmit light creates its own darkness. If one does not know to which port one is sailing, no wind is favorable. Anger, if not restrained, is frequently more hurtful to us than the injury that provokes it. All cruelty springs from weakness. The greatest remedy for anger is delay. A quarrel is quickly settled when deserted by one party, there is no battle, unless there be two. He has committed the crime who profits by it. As long as you live, keep learning how to live. Sometimes, even to live is an act of courage. The bravest sight in the world is to see a great man struggling against adversity. It is a rough road that leads to the heights of greatness. We should every night call ourselves to an account. What infirmity have I mastered today? What passions opposed? What temptation resisted? What virtue acquired? Our vices will abate of themselves if they be brought every day to the shrift. When someone is properly grounded in life, they shouldn't have to look outside themselves for approval. It is impossible for a man to learn what he thinks he already knows. First learn the meaning of what you say, and then speak. Whenever you are angry, be assured that it is not only a present evil, but that you have increased a habit. Imagine for yourself a character, a model personality, whose example you determine to follow, in private as well as in public. It is greed to do all the talking, but not want to listen at all. If you accomplish something good with hard work, the labor passes quickly, but the good endures. If you do something shameful in pursuit of pleasure, the pleasure passes quickly, but the shame endures. If we were to measure what is good by how much pleasure it brings, nothing would be better than self-control. If we were to measure what is to be avoided by its pain, nothing would be more painful than lack of self-control. Of all men's miseries, the bitterest is this: to know so much and to have control over nothing. If a man insisted on always being serious and never allowed himself a bit of fun and relaxation, he would go mad or become unstable without knowing it. Some men give up their designs when they have almost reached the goal, while others, on the contrary, obtain a victory by exerting at the last moment more vigorous efforts than ever before. Happiness is not fame or riches or heroic virtues, but a state that will inspire posterity to think, in reflecting upon our life, that it was the life they would wish to live. the destiny of man is in his own soul. The only good is knowledge, and the only evil is ignorance. Having knowledge, but lacking the power to express it clearly, is no better than never having any ideas at all. Time is the wisest counselor of all. The bravest are surely those who have the clearest vision of what is before them, glory and danger alike, and yet, notwithstanding, go out to meet it. We regard wealth as something to be properly used, rather than as something to boast about. As for poverty, no one need be ashamed to admit it. The real shame is in not taking practical measures to escape from it. All who have taken it upon themselves to rule over others have incurred hatred and unpopularity for a time. But if one has a great aim to pursue, this burden of envy must be accepted. And it is wise to accept it. Instead of looking on discussion as a stumbling block in the way of action, we think it an indispensable preliminary to any wise action at all. The will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential. These are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. It does not matter how slowly you go, as long as you don't stop. Our greatest glory lies not in never falling, but in rising up every time we fall. When words lose their meaning, people lose their freedom. It is not the failure of others to appreciate your abilities that should trouble you, but rather your failure to appreciate theirs. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. The flame that burns twice as bright burns half as long. If you wish to be out front, then act as if you were behind. Simplicity, patience, compassion, these three are your greatest treasures. Simple in actions and thoughts, you return to the source of being. Patient with both friends and enemies, you accord with the way things are. Compassionate toward yourself, you reconcile all beings in the world. Life is a series of natural and spontaneous changes. Don't resist them. That only creates sorrow. Let reality be reality. Let things flow naturally forward in whatever way they like. because one believes in oneself. One doesn't try to convince others. Because one is content with oneself, one doesn't need others' approval. Because one accepts oneself, the whole world accepts him or her. Thousands of candles can be lighted from a single candle, and the life of the candle will not be shortened. Happiness never decreases by being shared. Each morning, we are born again. What we do today is what matters most. Nothing can harm you as much as your own thoughts unguarded. Your purpose in life is to find your purpose and give your whole heart and soul to it. All that we are is the result of what we have thought. He is able who thinks he is able. If you light a lamp for somebody, it will also brighten your path. To be angry is to let others' mistakes punish yourself. Health is the greatest gift. Contentment is the greatest wealth. As long as man continues to be the ruthless destroyer of living beings, he will never know health or peace. For as long as men massacre animals, they will kill each other. Indeed, he who sows the seed of murder and pain cannot reap joy and love. Educate the children, and it won't be necessary to punish the men. Rest satisfied with doing well, and leave others to talk of you as they please. Let no one persuade you by word or deed to do or say whatever is not best for you. Choose always the way that seems the best, however rough it may be. Custom will soon render it easy and agreeable. You should make great things, not promising them. He will win who knows when to fight and when not to fight. Yesterday I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today I am wise, so I am changing myself. We carry inside us the wonders we seek outside us. The only lasting beauty is the beauty of the heart. Your heart knows the way. Run in that direction. Your heart is the size of an ocean. Go find yourself in its hidden depths. raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. If you are looking for a friend who is faultless, you will be friendless. The very center of your heart is where life begins, the most beautiful place on earth. You have to keep breaking your heart until it opens. Here is the rule to remember in the future. When anything tempts you to be bitter, not "this is a misfortune," but "to bear this worthily is good fortune." How much time he saves who does not look to see what his neighbor says or does or thinks. The impediment to action advances action. What stands in the way becomes the way. Whatever anyone does or says, I must be emerald and keep my color. If any man despises me, that is his problem. My only concern is not doing or saying anything deserving of contempt. The happiness of those who want to be popular depends on others. The happiness of those who seek pleasure fluctuates with moods outside their control. But the happiness of the wise grows out of their own free acts. Never esteem anything as of advantage to you. That will make you break your word or lose your self-respect. You have to assemble your life yourself, action by action, and be satisfied if each one achieves its goal as far as it can. No one can keep that from happening, but there are external obstacles. Not to behaving with justice, self-control, and good sense. Well, but perhaps to some more concrete action. But if you accept the obstacle and work with what you're given, an alternative will present itself. Another piece of what you're trying to assemble. Action by action. Remember, nothing belongs to you but your flesh and blood, and nothing else is under your control. We become wiser by adversity. Prosperity destroys our appreciation of the right. The good things of prosperity are to be wished, but the good things that belong to adversity are to be admired. A great mind becomes a great fortune. It is the sign of a great mind to dislike greatness and to prefer things in measure to things in excess. Enjoy present pleasures in such a way as not to injure future ones. Nothing, to my way of thinking, is a better proof of a well-ordered mind than a man's ability to stop just where he is and pass some time in his own company. Fire is the test of gold, adversity of strong men. Follow your principles as though they were laws. Do not worry if others criticize or laugh at you, for their opinions are not your concern. Don't give in to second thoughts, because no one who wavers will make progress. If anyone tells you that a certain person speaks ill of you, do not make excuses about what is said of you, but answer, "He was ignorant of my other faults, else he would not have mentioned these alone." When you are offended at any man's fault, turn to yourself and study your own failings. Then you will forget your anger. No great thing is created suddenly. First, say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Let him who would move the world first move himself. The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing. Be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a hard battle. To be is to do. The mind is everything. What you think, you become. It is better to change an opinion than to persist in a wrong one. Opinion is the medium between knowledge and ignorance. A sensible man will remember that the eyes may be confused in two ways: by a change from light to darkness, or from darkness to light. And he will recognize that the same thing happens to the soul. Reality is created by the mind. We can change our reality by changing our mind. Time is the moving image of reality. A hero is born among 100. A wise man is found among 1,000. But an accomplished one might not be found even among 100,000 men. Good actions give strength to ourselves and inspire good actions in others. Only the dead have seen the end of war. the price good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. Courage is knowing what not to fear. The beginning is the most important part of the work. When men speak ill of you, live so as nobody may believe them. It is the mark of an educated mind to be able to entertain a thought without accepting it. Educating the mind without educating the heart is no education at all. Hope is a waking dream. A friend to all is a friend to none. Patience is bitter, but its fruit is sweet. What it lies in our power to do, it lies in our power not to do. He who has never learned to obey cannot be a good commander. Happiness is the meaning and the purpose of life, the whole aim and end of human existence. Life is long, if you know how to use it. Philosophy calls for simple living, not for doing penance, and the simple way of life need not be a crude one. What progress, you ask, have I made? I have begun to be a friend to myself. It is the power of the mind to be unconquerable. Ignorance is the cause of fear. The whole future lies in uncertainty. Live immediately. Fate leads the willing and drags along the reluctant. Everywhere, at each moment, you have the option to accept this event with humility, to treat this person as he should be treated, to approach this thought with care so that nothing irrational creeps in. Humble. But a man's true greatness lies in the consciousness of an honest purpose in life, founded on a just estimate of himself and everything else, on frequent self-examination, and a steady obedience to the rule which he knows to be right, without troubling himself. How cruel to forbid people to want what they think is good for them. And yet, that's just what you won't let them do when you get angry at their misbehavior. They're drawn toward what they think is good for them. But if it's not good for them, then show them that. Prove it to them. instead of losing your temper. The Stoic makes no differentiation between a small act of kindness by a simple person and a great act of virtue from a learned sage. Virtue is virtue. And in both cases, the result is happiness for the one who is virtuous. Love the discipline you know, and let it support you. Entrust. Be tolerant with others, and strict with yourself. The truly fortunate person has created his own good fortune through good habits of the soul, good intentions, and good actions. Not to be overwhelmed by what you imagine, but just do what you can and should. Salvation. To see each thing for what it is, its nature and its purpose. To do only what is right, say only what is true, without holding back. What else could it be but to live life fully, to pay out goodness like the rings of a chain without the slightest gap? If you don't have a consistent goal in life, you can't live it in a consistent way. Anywhere you can lead your life, you can lead a good one. Practice really hearing what people say. Do your best to get inside their minds. Do not look around to discover other people's ruling principles, but look straight to this, to what nature leads you, both the universal nature through which things happen to you, and your own nature through the acts which must be done by you. Our own worth is measured by what we devote our energy to. Do external things distract you? Then make time for yourself to learn something worthwhile. Stop letting yourself be pulled in all directions, but make sure you guard against the other kind of confusion. People who labor all their lives, but have no purpose to direct every thought and impulse toward, are wasting their time. Even when hard at work, let no act be done without a purpose. If it is not right, do not do it. If it is not true, do not say it. For let your impulse be in your own power. The best revenge is to be unlike him who performed the injury. Choose not to be harmed, and you won't feel harmed. Don't feel harmed, and you haven't been harmed.